Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
11. The fires have destroyed more than 12,000 homes and other structures. Add Meta to the list of corporate entities jettisoning DEI, the parent of Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, terminating major diversity, equity, and inclusion programs effective immediately for hiring, training, and picking suppliers. This is ABC News. Snow? In the deep south?
It happens maybe every 5 to 10 years.
Kelsey Bond in Atlanta, where a winter storm warning is in effect.
I remember there being a big snowpocalypse when I was in high school and another one when I was in college, but it's pretty rare. It's a big deal when there's this much snow in Atlanta.
Delta Airlines says it isn't sure if the snow played a role. The Atlanta to Minneapolis flight aborted takeoff after an engine issue.
The footage obtained by ABC News shows that Delta plane stuck on the tarmac with those emergency inflatable sliders coming out of the plane. We see a lot of those passengers frantically exiting the plane, essentially trying to get away from the area as fast as they could.
ABC's Ika Jachi, four passengers hurt. This happening as global planetary scientists declared 2024 the hottest year ever. The jump so large that planet Earth temporarily blew through a major climate threshold. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
12 degrees overnight for Saturday 27, with nice temperatures continuing for Saturday night 22, Sunday 31. Some late night light snow could taper into Sunday and maybe 1 to 2 inches. Total accumulations for Monday 11 with peaks of sunshine.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Yeah. safety.
Good evening and welcome to High School Sports. Tonight, the Prairie du Chien Blackhawks play at the Richland Center Hornets in boys basketball. We have the matchup coming up for you on the radio. And courtesy of the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show, we'll see what else is happening on this particular night, Friday night, January 10th. Stay tuned.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit vitesnik.com.
One of the top events going on tonight, Southwest Conference Wrestling Duels at Prairie du Chien High School. And talking about that is head coach Silas Coleman of the Richland Center wrestling team.
So last year we kind of decided as conference coaches that we wanted to see this moved forward, just because with having it later in the year, we'd wrestle those duels on one Saturday, and then the next Saturday we're wrestling each other again at the Clash. So it just made more sense for us to move them ahead earlier in the year, just that way we can, obviously get that competition in still, but then open up either a weekend just to kind of rest your guys or to pick up an additional tournament later in the year, which was a huge benefit for us this year with having our Tolma tournament canceled and being able to pick up another tournament later on.
The Southwest Conference Wrestling, all of its dual meets tonight at Prairie du Chien. Ithaca travels to DeSoto for boys and girls basketball. Riverdale at Southwestern, Mineral Point at Fenimore, Cuba City at Darlington, and Iowa Grant at Boscobel. Boys basketball, Highland at Blackhawk. Cooley Christian visits Weston. And in the Southwest Conference, Lancaster at Platteville, Dodgeville at River Valley, and Prairie du Chien at Richland Center.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Get what you pay for. In today's world, that slogan has many truths to it. Hi, this is Mark Philbeck with the Philbeck Family Dealerships, inviting you to stop by one of our 3 great locations, Highland, Boscobel, or Richland Center, for your next vehicle purchase. We have 7 great brands, Ford, Chevy, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. We stand behind every automobile we offer with our unmatched lifetime engine warranty, along with huge rebates, super low financing options, and our second to none Philbeck Rewards program. We truly go the extra mile to earn your business. Rack up rewards by shopping us online, liking us on Facebook, purchasing a vehicle, or using our service department. Maybe you just need to repair your current vehicle to keep you going a while. We have an experienced parts and service staff that takes pride doing the job right. Call for an appointment today. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, serving you since 1948, where the customer is first.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Richland Center boys coach Brian Poles joins us. Coach, doesn't get any better than this, a Friday night at home against a conference rival.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're looking forward to that next opportunity. You know, had the first conference game after the break. This is the second one. Had a good week of practice. It's not often where you get a stretch of 4 straight days to work with your kids. So that was some good time. And we think we're ready to go. So we're looking forward to get on the court tonight.
Playing some good basketball. Let's go back and talk about the River Valley game. That's maybe the best that I've seen the Hornets perform this year. What did you think?
Yeah, it really was one of our best efforts. I think we came out a little flat, and not that I didn't expect that, because we had a little bit of a break right before that game. But after we were able to just kind of knock off that little bit of rust, we really did control the game pretty well. I think we shared the ball offensively. We were patient. We got a lot of good looks inside. We made it difficult for them and their best player. So defensively, it was a really nice effort. There's always things that you can improve, and of course we took some of those things away. But it was a really great effort on our part.
And then on Saturday, it's a game that you should have maybe could have won against Kenosha Indian Trail, Brian.
Yeah, we had plenty of chances, and you know, we had talked a little bit about just how Kenosha and how big of a school that is, and we knew coming in that it was a game that, you know, we had some advantages inside size-wise. They were a little bit more athletic on the wings, but I thought we did a great job of you know, again, playing our game similar to River Valley. We were patient with the basketball. We shared the ball. We got the ball inside. And there were just a few things that, you know, opportunity-wise that we didn't take advantage of, and eventually just cost us there in the last couple of minutes. But a great effort by our group. It's one of those games where, you know, you didn't win, but you really felt proud of the effort you put into it, and you had a lot of great takeaways from it. So it was a great experience for us.
All right, we'll talk more about it coming up here in just a moment when the pregame show continues.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisory Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
You've decided it's finally time to bring those ideas to life. A new garage, post-frame shed, or steel roofing. But where to start? We have your answer. All American Do It Center is a one-stop shop for building materials, including metal panels. From All American Steel, you'll save money by ordering directly through the manufacturer at All American. Our team has you covered, from project design to delivery of all the materials you'll need right at the job site. Get your project started today and contact the design team at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Brian Poles is our guest. Brian, I think the Hornets are going out this year with maybe a little bit more of an air of confidence, and that does go a long way sometimes, doesn't it?
You can definitely see that in our guys, and it goes to the work we've put in, you know, over the last couple of years with these kids, and you've got some seniors now like Wes and Garrison and Trayton, who you know, have put in the work and have experienced some tougher times over the last couple of years, and all of that is starting to pay off. I think you're seeing some maturity from our guards. Jaden Shep and Brady Dosh are really starting to figure it out, both offensively and defensively. Our choices with the basketball are becoming more consistent, and that again is the key. You've heard me say that a number of times. We're playing more consistently. Not to say that we don't have lulls here and there, but we're playing with that consistency that you need to give yourself chances to win and be successful.
Coming in tonight, Prairie du Chien looking for its first win. I don't know when the last time we've said that at this point in the season, Brian.
Exactly. It's a team that's struggling right now, and that's something that we acknowledged with the guys in preparation for tonight, because, you know, everyone looks at scores and they understand where the other team is at. They've been ravaged by injuries, whether that's from football or recently in a few games with some of their top players. So we have to give them the respect that they deserve. We have to come out with a focus tonight, just like any other night, and play our basketball. You know, we just talked about some of the things that we do that have turned into success for us this year, and we need to do those things consistently tonight.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, and that's just human nature to, you know, overlook something, overlook a team, and you're trying to guard against that tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And from their perspective, you know, they're going to give it their best effort. And you know, when we watched the film this week, a couple of games, you can see that they come out and they're going to give effort. I mean, they're not going to come out and go through the motions. It's going to be a well-fought game. They're going to come out and play hard. Their coach has them playing hard. But like I said, we just need to focus on what we want to get done, what we do well. So we want to get that ball inside offensively and not necessarily take the first thing that comes our way, because there are going to be opportunities. We can't get into that trap of just maybe taking that first open three-pointer that we get. We've got to be patient. We've got to get that ball down to our strength, which is down low, and play inside out and just play really tough defense against a team that struggles against some pressure.
As a coach, do you instruct them, and not necessarily like Hoosiers, like how many passes you're going to pass, but do you actually work on that? Like, okay, not right away. Let's be a little bit more patient on offense.
Yeah, it's not a number of passes. At least, you know, we haven't done that this year. I have taken that approach before. But it's more just we want to get it to a certain area first. And so get a paint touch first, and whatever happens after that, you know, we take the good look that comes after that. So it's having the patience to recognize, you know, we haven't gotten it to our spot where we need to get it. So however many passes that takes, you know, that'll happen organically. But it's the mindset of getting it down low and then playing inside out.
All right. Are the Hornets pretty healthy for tonight?
We are, actually. It was a good week of practice, relatively healthy, and so hopefully we can avoid this. I think there's another thing going around with illness, as there always is, but right now we're in a good spot.
Excellent. Sounds good. Look forward to it tonight. Thanks a lot, Brian, and good luck.
Thank you.
Brian Pohl's joining us on the pregame show from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's Richland Center Prairie du Chien boys basketball matchup. A good old Southwest Wisconsin Conference game. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Travis Wilson of Wisports.net. Good evening, Travis.
Good evening, Phil. It's been a while, but it's good to be back with you. Feels like home, but as we were talking about, it's been 20 years.
20 years since you did some games with me.
Yes.
That's too long. Humble beginnings, though.
Yeah, as I've said many times, you gave me my start in sports media and high school sports media. Broadcasting games for WRCO was the first thing that I ever did, and obviously have parlayed that into a full-time career after, you know, many years.
You've done well for yourself.
See, they still know me like in Boaz, but you're known beyond Boaz now, you know, across the state, actually.
Yeah, I guess I get into Excelsior and in Bosstown now.
Well, you look down at this Prairie du Chien team, Travis, and one thing, I talked to their coach, Jordan Ryder. Guess what year he graduated from high school?
18.
Yes, 2018. And wow, I did a double take. He is from Lancaster, because I kind of remember when he played for Lancaster. But, yeah, the coaches get younger and younger, don't they?
They do. You've been doing this longer than I have, so you've seen a lot more of that. But, you know, there's guys that I started to cover back in 2008 when I started at WSN that now have kids, you know, starting to get into that high school age. It was 15, 16 years ago. So and my kids are in high school. My friends and teammates' kids were there, so... Everybody cycles through.
Absolutely. And to see this Prairie du Chien team 0-8, that's not something we're used to seeing, are we?
No, not at all. That is a very foreign environment for them. It's not what we're used to seeing. Hard times for Prairie du Chien, obviously. I don't know what to chalk it up to. Obviously, Andy Bonacic was there for a long, long time. Took a couple years off, came back, but has now been gone for a couple years. And, you know, it's just a tough spot to be right now for the Blackhawks.
I talked to Coach Ryder, and I told him when there are crutches sitting behind the bench, that's never a good sign, is it?
No, not at all.
So the band quits. We're going to have a little bit of an information, and then the Star Spangled Banner coming up in just a little bit. The Richland Center JV getting the win, 64-28 over Prairie du Chien. So your brother's team logged one tonight, Travis.
Yeah, and that's a rare one for them this year. They struggled a little bit, but good to get a good win. And I had some kids that I don't think are usually the kids that score a lot or step up, but put on a good showing tonight.
As you look at this game, what do you look for? What do you expect in this matchup, Travis?
Well, this is another opportunity for Richland Center to make a statement. They had an excellent game against Kenosha Indian Trail. Came up short, but that was a good showing. And now they've got to continue that momentum into conference, and this is one they have to take care of.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a game that they'd like to have. As I told you, a lot of teams are anticipating doing well against Prairie du Chien because Prairie du Chien has done well against them for so many years.
Yeah, nobody is feeling bad for Prairie du Chien, to be quite honest with you.
Well, they've had quite the tradition. Right now, we're going to stand and face the flag, honor America before tonight's high school game, under the direction of Jeff Behrens, our national anthem. On WRCO and WRCO.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Starter
starters for Prairie du Chien, number 10, senior Brady Wenzendorf. Number 12, senior Hunter Saka. Number 14, Ashton Lance. He's a junior. Number 20, junior Sam Kramer. Number 24, Caden Sutter, a freshman. For the Hornets, number 1, Jaden Shep, a sophomore. Number 3, Brady Dosh. He is a junior. And then the big three, number 40, Garrison Weiss, a senior. Liam Fingerson, number 42, a junior. And Wes Bosworth, a senior. Tip is controlled by the Blackhawks, and we are underway. Hope you enjoy it tonight. For Travis Wilson, I'm Phil Mee, and here we go. Prairie from our right to our left. Setting up shop near side. Hornets in a man-to-man. Three-try Prairie. It is on the rim. No good. Prairie comes right out shooting. Travis.
They're aggressive right away, and you know, obviously this is a very different team for Prairie du Chien, but back in the day, I mean, they were a flex offense over and over. I don't know if anybody really runs the flex hardly at all anymore, but that was kind of their calling card on offense for many years.
Hornets try to throw it low. It's going to be tipped by Prairie and out of bounds, and back to do it again. The Hornets on the baseline. Richland Center setting up. It appears Prairie is matching up in a man-to-man as well. Bosworth into Fingerson, over to the far side. A turnover. Prairie picks it. Taken by Setter into the front court. Hands off to the baseline, and now Prairie takes it around the horn. Back to the near side. Holding the ball there is Lenzendorf. That's a common Prairie name. Back to the right side, Straka. Straka puts it on the floor, backs off, throws to the high post. Turnaround shot is up and short for Lenzendorf. Rebound, Bosworth.
One of the things we'll be watching in this game is the significant size advantage for Richland Center. The tallest player for Prairie du Chien is 6'6". He's 6'6". He's not starting. A really short lineup compared to a really tall lineup for Richland Center.
That one kicked out of bounds. Yeah, do you recall a taller lineup Richland Center has had through the years?
No, I mean, we never had height, it seemed like. Certainly when I played, all five of our starters were 6 foot to 6'1.5".
Good, nice problem to have for Coach Poles. Pass comes in. There's a nice catch and release. Dar scores, and we're underway.
Good out-of-bounds play. Richland Center has been very effective on those out-of-bounds, baseline out-of-bounds plays this year.
Yeah, well played. Dosh is so athletic. Ball goes down to the baseline. Caught there by Lenzendorf. Back to the top of the circle. Straka holds it. Guarded by Fingerson. Ball goes to the right side. Setter holds the ball. The count is on. He starts the dribble. Brings it off to the near side. Bounce feed Lamp to the corner. Three-try Prairie. Good for Hunter Straka. 3-2. Prairie in the lead. And the Hornets have the basketball just underway here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Friday night live. Doesn't get any better than being at home on a Friday night. Good crowd.
Good crowd. A great pep band as well under Jeff Behrens. It's just an electric atmosphere on Friday nights with a pep band in a conference game. Even though Prairie du Chien's struggling, obviously, it's still a conference game.
Shot was blocked by Dosh. Then rolls out of bounds. It'll be Hornet basketball, and it comes back the other way. No pressure in the backcourt from the Blackhawks.
They're dropping back in a 2-3 zone. Richland Center hopefully will try to work that ball inside. They've got Wes Bosworth at the high post, working Weiss down low on the short corner. Really got to pound that ball inside.
Fingerson to Bosworth in the lane. He's fouled on the shot and will go to the free throw line. First foul of the game. So the officials will sort it out here. Prairie's number 14, Ashton Lant, with the foul. So Bosworth goes to the free throw line. You and I both enjoying the big cookies from the snack bar. Boy, they're good, aren't they?
I don't know what they do or where they get them from, but they are amazing. One of the best concession stand items out there, for sure. In fact, my wife has ordered me to bring one home. I'll probably bring a couple just to get some extra brownie points.
Don't eat it on the way home, though.
No.
I've done that before. First free throw is good, as is the second for Bosworth, and the Hornets take back the lead. 4-3. Ball comes inbounds. Prairie du Chien with the ball. Hornets with a little backcourt pressure. And running it across now is Setter. Knocked away by the Hornets. And a jump ball call. The arrow points to Richland Center. Good defense.
Good job by Brady Dosh to get his hands in there. Prairie du Chien was a little lax with the ball. Brady has been on quite a tear recently. He's played really well their last few games. He was outstanding in that game against Kenosha Indian Trail over the weekend. Really impressed with the improvement in his game. He plays so under control, but so aggressive as well at the same time. Just really orchestrates things and takes this Richland Center team to a different level.
Shep with a three-try from the corner. No good. Rebound Prairie, and they're going to get it out. Letting it down on the pass to Kramer. 4-3 Richland Center early on in this one. Around the horn it goes. Setter down to the baseline near side. Hornets tight on the defense.
very working perimeter. Sutter just off the top of the key, moves, swings it to the right wing. Lance to the basketball, down to the baseline. Prairie looking, and they'll get it back to the half-court line. And now a three try for the wing is good for Prairie. That is Lenzendorf. So they take a 6-4 lead in the game.
Deep triple for Lenzendorf. They're going to need some outside shooting, certainly. Richland Center's got them a little bit outmanned, man-to-man, one-on-one. If they can hit some of those outside shots, that's going to be huge.
Oh, off of Weiss back to Dosh, and he made it. I think it's going to count, Travis. Oh, my goodness, nice play. That was kind of a interception return for a two-pointer, and now a possible three.
Yeah, good job, Brady, stepping in and kind of saving that possession.
So Dosh ties the score, and now can give him the lead with a free throw. He does. It is 7-6 Richland Center. Competitive open stanza here for this one tonight. Farida Sheen in the backcourt. They'll get it across now. Straka down to the baseline. That is Lenzendorf. He'll drive. Kicks to the corner. Around the wheel. Kramer left side. Sutter now making a move. Prairie getting it back to Kramer. Three on the way, and that is good. Prairie, they're coming out firing tonight here.
And Richland Center running a three-quarter court press, a box press, and dropping back into a zone. And that time just left an opening too much. And Curtis Sheen's hot from the outside to start.
Fingerson drives. He's going to be called for an offensive foul as taking the charge was Hunter Straka. That's a foul on the Hornets.
It's a hard thing for young kids to learn and continue to learn. You know, when is the time to put the ball on the floor and attack? And when are there just there's too many guys sitting there waiting? And that time there was just two or three guys waiting in the paint. And Fingerson just over-aggressive.
Drayton Sheff is into the ball game for Richland Center, seeing his first action. Prairie goes to the bench as well. Looks like number 30 is in. That's Brock Radloff. Full court press for the Hornets. 9-7. Prairie, the visitor, leading by two. Pass comes across the timeline. Here's Kramer. Ball knocked away by Drayton Sheff. Good athletic move. Now knocked away, picked up by Prairie. They'll whip it weak side. Tough shot up, and that is no good for Straka. Rebound Bosworth. Ball comes out now to Jaden Sheff on the left wing. Prairie dropping back, as Travis mentioned, switching defenses. Knocked away by Prairie and out of bounds. Prairie is playing inspired tonight, Travis.
They are, and you hit some shots early, and that's what happens.
It's amazing what that happens.
Yeah. When the ball goes through the hoop, good things happen all around.
Jaden Sheff dribbles the basketball, attracts, throws it into a real tight gap, and it's knocked away by Prairie, picked up by the Blackhawks. Over to the right side, and almost a travel there. Folsom gives it back to the corner. Near side tipped away by the Hornets. Back to Brock Folsom, and Prairie will set it up. Top of the key, there's another three. It is good again for Kramer. And Brian Poles will take a timeout. 12-7 Prairie, 13-19 remaining in the first half on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prairie Machine leading 12-7, and the Hornets have the basketball after the timeout. Here's Brady Dosh penetrating, brings it off to the near side. Jaden Shepard, three, no good. Rebound Prairie. Straka off to the run to half court and fires a baseball pass to Lenzendorf. Lenzendorf, nowhere to wander, gives it back to Straka. Now back to the far side, three on the way, good. Prairie shooting out of its mind here tonight. Brady Lenzendorf nailed it.
Some confusion on defense there for the Hornets on what they were dropping into, man or zone, and nobody picked up Lenzendorf. Knocks down another triple.
Pass goes down to Garrison Weiss. It's knocked loose for a pass that was intended for Bosworth. Out of bounds, it'll be Richland Center ball.
That's a number of entry passes that Prairie Machine's been able to get their hands on. They've had a couple steals. They've had some deflections.
Ball's got to move a little bit more for Richland Center before they try to dump that inside.
Pass to Dosh here on the inbound. He is going to be fouled, I think, on the shot, wasn't he? Yes. They kept playing. I don't think they heard the first whistle. But it will be a shooting foul, and Brady goes to the free throw line.
Another opportunity created on an out-of-bounds play there.
So did you play in the alumni game?
Did not.
Oh, okay.
Did not play, but came over afterwards and watched the varsity game, and then hung around for a little while and caught up with some old teammates. And
that's good. Brady Dosh hits the free throw, and then you were the high bidder to be able to broadcast here, so we're appreciative of your donation to the Richland Center basketball.
Yeah, well, thank you for allowing that and putting that in the silent raffle. Happy to do that. Also won the Brady Ewing autographed mini helmet.
Wow.
As well. So
that's awesome.
Came and donated some money back to the program.
Dosh hits the second one, and Prairie brings it in. They're struggling, and now a timeout taken by Prairie. We'll keep it here for this one as Barry DeSheen struggled a little bit getting that off, and Coach Ryder wisely takes the time out. So it's 15-9, Prairie DeSheen by 6. Blackhawks coming out with a hot start, and the Hornets, you know, kind of trying to get back into it, and they will. But Prairie, man, they've hit a total of 5 threes already, Travis.
Yeah, Richland Center's got to identify shooters coming back on defense, whatever that is. They've given up some looks in that zone. When Prairie has beat the press, they've got to create turnovers to really get things going and make up for some of those holes that you leave when you drop back into a zone like that.
Hornets will drop into their press again, and the Prairie working the ball from the near side and trying to get it in, lobbing it in. Shep knocked it away. Bosworth steals it. Nice play. Back to Shep, 3 from the near wing. It is no good. Tipped around, and Prairie saves it. No. Lance had his toes on the line, out of bounds.
And Richland Center began in a 2-2-1 box press and now have switched to more of a diamond press where they're trapping in the corners right away, and that's giving Prairie a little bit more of a problem.
Steve Duha, 6'1 sophomore, is in for Prairie. Top of the key, Shep, near side, and now Dosh has it knocked away, and actually kicked away, out of bounds. Retrieved by a youngster, nice job. It'll come back to the Hornets on the baseline. 15-9, Prairie in the lead. 12:15 remaining here in the first half. Garrison Weiss in to Bosworth. Dribbles once. Now rolls it out to Dosh. Brady with the basketball off the near side. Trayton Shep. Now Bosworth, high post. He's beat up. Now brings it off to the right side. Trayton Shep. Trayton looking. And a bounce feed down to Gary Weiss. Baseline. Hornets moving it around. Not getting an opening right now. Jaden Shep at the point. Near side, Dosh. Dosh drives, gives it back to Jaden. Jaden fires it low, knocked away by Prairie. Nice steal by Linsendorf. And the Blackhawks take it off to the right side. Sutter. Sutter holds it up. Lamp and around the near side. Linsendorf throws it low. They're going for a possible 2, but a push called on the Hornets. They're going to get Jaden Shep on that.
When Richland Center's been able to set their defense, they've certainly had better success. It's been kind of that scramble or zone situation that they've had trouble. Man-to-man out of bounds here.
Pass comes in play. Prairie in the corner on a dribble drive into the paint. Tough shot on the way. No good. Bosworth gets the miss. And nice rebound. Straka missed the shot, and it's going to go the other way.
I think that's at least 3 rebounds for Wes Bosworth already. He leads the conference just under 10 rebounds a game.
Yeah, does a great job. Leans in with a left-hand shot. Won't save, but he's fouled, and he goes to the free throw line. He's just one of those durable players, and that's one of the Hornets' strengths in their good games this year, Travis, is they've controlled the boards.
Yeah, and with the size they have, they should.
They should.
Certainly, both sides, they can pound away with Weiss and Bosworth. Fingerson, I mean, they've got the size that they can make a killing on the boards.
Bosworth misses the free throw. Fouls on Steve Duha, his first. And Bosworth will get a second look. 2 of 3 tonight from the line. 5 of the Hornets' 9 points have come from the stripe. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Rebound by Trayton Shep. Kind of falls down, whips it back to his brother, and the Hornets set up the offense. Dosh on the right side, leaves the dribble, gives it off to Weiss in the corner. Hornets looking around that zone. Trayton Shep far side, Jaden Shep corner. Deep baseline, Weiss looks, now gives it back to the corner. Jaden Shep for a 3, got it. That's a big basket for the Hornets.
That one went inside and then back out, and that's a much better opportunity for Shep to hit that one. I think that was his third attempt, but certainly the best shot opportunity he had.
Pass comes to Stiber just through the game, and Prairie throws it away on the far side. It's Richland Center basketball.
Hornets trying to speed up the Blackhawks. If they can do that, I think it's going to be tough for Prairie du Chien to handle that pressure.
Ball comes into Jaden Shep. Left side, Brady Dosh. Dosh drives, brings it back near side. Trayton Shep, Dosh, bounce feed, Bosworth. Free throw line, dumps it off to Trayton Shep. Shakes the D, but called for a carry. It'll go back to Prairie du Chien. Into the game for the Hornets. Tyson Schwitzenberg. Here's a young man he's really helped the Hornets off the bench, Travis.
Yeah, he's a long athlete. He's got some good skills. It's just a matter of kind of finding his fit and finding his role in there and finding that confidence as well.
Ball comes from Prairie's bench area. Throwing it in now, it's going to be Straka. Straka stops, throws it off to Lant. Lant is going to go down the lane. Call for traveling. Kind of tripped himself, didn't he?
Yeah. And that's two turnovers in a row for Prairie du Chien after they got it across half court on the press. But sometimes that can be as effective, and that's where you force just as many turnovers sometimes as past half court, that teams get fed up more than they're used to and more they're comfortable with.
Schwitzenberg and Dosh, left side, Traitenshev puts it on the floor. Dosh penetrates a bit, shot on the toaster. It is no good. They're going to call it off for traveling. Boy, it looked like a nice move.
Thought it was a nice move. Would have been another score for Brady, but now they get a chance to set up that press.
15-12, Prairie continues to lead. They'll lob it in to no man's land, stolen by Schwitzenberg. Back to Shep, whips it right side and out of bounds. Nice save by Pam Kemp in the crowd there. It'll come back to Richland Center on the baseline. Brady Linsendorf into the game for Prairie.
Good to see Miss Kent here. We talked about Mr. Behrens and the band, and had a long run of really outstanding music and choir and band folks here in Richland Center. Miss Kent, Miss PK, Mr. Minden for a lot of years, now Mr. Behrens.
Yep. We have been blessed to have them all these years, that's for sure. Schwitzenberg, high post, Bosworth, and he is double-teamed, draws the crowd and slapped away from him, and then slapped out of bounds. Coach Straxel called upon to retrieve the ball.
Gives a little punt back into play.
Yeah.
Someone needs to tell him this is basketball, not football.
That kind of looked like a soccer move there.
Yeah.
Bosworth will inbound. Here's a pass to Dosh. Up and good. And we're just about tied. It is 15-14. Hornets all the way back. Dosh with 9 points already.
7 of those on out-of-bounds plays. That's been about the most effective offense for Richland Center today.
Absolutely. Right now, top of the circle, Sutter goes left side, Straka. Back to the right side, Sutter looking, lobs it back door. Linsendorf kicks it. Stiber for 3 from the corner. No good. Rebound by Jaden Shep. Shep will bring it the other way on the run. Crossover dribble. Foul called on the reach-in against Prairie. Caden Sutter picks up his first. Prairie with its 5th team foul. Hornets have committed 2 thus far. And Trayton Shep will put it in play. 15-14. Hornets are trying to take the lead for the first time in a while. Inbound knocked away by number 24, Sutter. Foot race to the other end. Goes up, reverse lay-in. No, and a crowd rebound by Bosworth. Hornets running the other way, and Bosworth lost it. Oh, picked up by Prairie. It's like gym class right now. Back and forth. Ball goes to the middle. Now inside for Prairie. They lost it. Picked up by Bosworth.
Sloppy basketball in the last 30 seconds here. 2 or 3 turnovers, and guys on the floor all over the place. Richland Center looking to slow it down and settle in a little bit.
Both coaches probably saying, okay, guys, just breathe here a little bit. Ball goes to Schwitzenberg. Entry pass knocked away by Prairie, and they'll take it back the other way. That's a frustration if you don't even get a shot off, and that's what's been happening here recently.
Yeah, and Schwitzenberg caught it down low. Had an opportunity, I thought, to go to the basket, and just not confident and comfortable enough to just power up and go.
Prairie's going to be called for an offensive foul. This is going to be on number 20, Sam Kramer, his 2nd. Liam Fingerson gives Wes Bosworth his first breather. 8:34 remaining, first half, 15-14. Prairie leading. Pass comes in play, and walking it is Jaden Shep. Jaden across the timeline. Going to the left side, it's Cutler Palmer. Here's another guy that's giving him some lifts off the bench. Jaden Shep, near side, back to Palmer, top of the circle. Jaden Shep throws it low. There's Schwitzenberg posting up. Throws it. It's tipped away, and Prairie gets the steal. Straka with the ball. Hunter will walk it the other way. Throws it left side. Three-try Prairie. It is in and out for Linsendorf. Rebound Dosh, and here come the Hornets. Brady bringing it the other way and hands off now to Palmer. Just less than 8 minutes remaining in the first half. Shep goes to the far side. Here's Dosh. Penetrating, bounce feed near side, Palmer for three, no good. Rebound, Prairie, pulled down by Radloff. Rock for the outlet pass, and the Blackhawks wing it along the near side. On a dribble drive, quick move, shot no good for Linsendorf. Rebound, Schwitzenberg. Getting our wind sprints in tonight here. Pass comes near side, Dosh. Dosh on the right wing, back to Palmer. Far side, Shep. And he'll whip it near side. Dosh penetrating on the weak side. Shallow away. No good. Fought for. Rebound Prairie. Center just cannot take the lead.
Despite being out, out-muscled and outsized, Pershing's done a nice job on the defensive rebounds. Richland Center really hasn't had any of those second-chance opportunities, which you think they would, having that height advantage and in a zone defense that Pershing's running.
Got to block out a little bit. And right now the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Prairie on the near side. Prairie still leading 15-14. They were up 15-7. The Hornets currently on a 7-point run, but it's been a while since they've scored. Pass comes across to Straka on the left wing. Now he accelerates, goes down deep, forces a shot, no good. Foul called on Schwitzenberg.
Coach Bowles wanted a over and back call on that when it was inbounded into the backcourt. Protoshin offensive player jumped from the front court into the backcourt and caught it. I think he had a case on that
one. He might have had a case on that. Foul is called on Brady Linsendorf, I believe. No, I checked it back. It's on Richland Center. It's on Kaizen Schwitzenberg, and that is his first. So the team's third. Prairie has committed six fouls, and Straka is at the line. This one is good. He'll get another. Prairie leads by two at 16-14. Coming up at halftime, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. At last word, Ithaca was leading in double overtime against DeSoto, 52-46 in boys basketball. Free throw is good by Straka, and that'll make it a three-point lead again for Prairie, 17-14. And the Hornets are trapped, bring it back to Palmer. Palmer, and now they're going to have to hurry to get it across, and they will. Jaden Shep takes it across half-court line, brings it near side to Palmer. Prairie Duchesne really D'ing up the interior and around the perimeter, and Palmer brings it near side, throws a pass, Dosh slicing and dicing, up shot no good, Schwitzenberg up no good, rebound Prairie, Hunter Straka. And a player coming down the near side, we're going to be called, call a carry on Prairie Duchesne. I thought they were going to call a foul over here on the near side, but it's a turnover.
And Prairie Duchesne came out in a press on that last possession after those made free throws, just trying to change things up a little bit, speed Richland Center up. Almost created a turnover.
Mm-hmm. So it will be Richland Center basketball. The only flip phone will be on throughout the night to provide you some scores. It's sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Pass comes to the right side, held by Brady Dosh on the dribble drive, gives it back now to Fingerson. Jaden Shep left side, lobs to Dosh, weak side over his head, and Prairie trying to get the steal. They're going to step out of bounds. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Flatville up on Lancaster, 28-15 in the first half. Royal 32, Riverdale 21. Hey, Riverdale's not staying too far behind Royal tonight. That's pretty good, huh?
Royal's good. Very good team. Undefeated. They were ranked second in the WISSports.net coaches poll this week.
Dodgeville up on River Valley, 31-28 as well. Southwest Conference action, 17-14. Prairie leads the Hornets. We're down to 6 minutes remaining in the first half. Bosworth, deep baseline, lobs back to the top of the key. Dosh, Fingerson down low. Weiss overthrew his man and is taken now by Prairie's Ashton Lant. And a foul called in the corner.
I think he just stepped out of bounds.
Did he? Okay.
But it was, technically that is another turnover for Richland Center. Just trying to do too much, force things inside instead of working the ball side to side and then find that opening.
Bosworth to Jaden Shep, three from the corner, good, and we're tied. That's his second triple tonight, 17 apiece. Prairie in the backcourt, It's been a while since the Hornets have been even with this Blackhawks team. Here comes Linsendorf, throws it to a wide open man down low, reverse lay-in shot won't go by Straka. Tipped around, rebound Dosh, and it's off to the races. He'll lay it in at the other end. Good. And the Hornets lead. 19-17, Richland Center, 5:24 remaining in the first half. Prairie on the far side. Caden Sutter throws it, and a foul called on the arm against the Hornets. So Richland Center getting a little bit of that fire. Brady Dosh leading the way tonight.
Picks up the foul there, but he does have 11 early points so far for Richland Center. Again, continuing that hot run he's been on lately.
So the Hornets by two. Prairie with the basketball. Blackhawks have made five threes tonight. That's the reason they led early. This one tipped away on the inbound. Off into no man's land. Prairie saves it into the hands of Fingerson. Liam is trying to get his balance down low. And finally, they're going to whistle in for traveling. I didn't know if they were going to or not. It looked like he took about four steps.
Well, he was kind of fumbling it and stumbling, and it looked weird, and eventually it did turn into a travel.
Prairie will get the ball back. Liam was just trying to get his balance. And finally did, but it's a turnover, giving it back to the Prairie du Chien Blackhawks.
I think that's one Coach Poles would like him to just pick that one up and be strong with it and go down and play offense.
Inbound for Prairie, top of the key. They'll look for a three. That one no good. Rebound by Jaden Shep. Hornets by two. Shep on the far side. And now whips it across to Bosworth. Down to Gary Weiss. Near side, Fingerson can't hang on through his hands, and he is fouled on the play, it looks like. So the Blackhawks, 24, Caden Sutter picks up his third foul.
I think they got Sam Kramer on that one, number 20.
Oh, did they?
It's his third, though.
Oh, you're right. They did. I thought at first they had 24, but you're right, it is 20. So three fouls on him, and Liam Fingerson goes to the line. Seven fouls on Prairie du Chien. So you are off tonight. Your son plays varsity ball. Is that true?
Yeah, he's over at Reedsburg. Three games this week, three road games. We were at Mauston on Tuesday, at Portage last night, and at undefeated Mount Horeb tomorrow, so that'll be a tough one.
Yes, it will. Free throw is good. We were at Mauston. Hornets won there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I was at that one. Mauston struggling a little bit. They're freshman, Jason Avis. Very impressive,
oh, yeah.
Though.
Yeah, you can tell he's going to be a real good one. Already is. Free throw good, 21-17. Richland Center up by four. Fingerson nails two. And Prairie du Chien off balance in the lane. Lost the handle. Picked up now by Jaden Shep. Shep to Dosh. Brady lays it up. No good. Tipped around. Rebound Prairie. Would have been a good opportunity for the Hornets to build that lead a little more. Prairie now is going to be called for traveling as they got a shot from the top of the key. And then traveling call as they made a quick move inside. So it comes back to Richland Center. Hornets leading by four in this one. Prairie's scoring pace has slowed from the early going of this one. Pass comes to the near side. Liam Fingerson, left side Shep. Shep on the wing, throws it low. Bosworth, nice pass back to Fingerson. And a little soft stuff. 23-17.
Oh, are we going to chalk that up as a dunk or just a little lay-in?
It was close. Pass comes back. Prairie wide open to the other end. The shot is missed again. Bosworth with the rebound, and we'll get the outlet pass. Murray had a pretty easy look there. Comes back to Richland Center. Now Fingerson throws it low. Gary Weiss is bumped and fouled by Hunter Straka. That's his first. 3:54 remaining here in the first half. Friday night live at RCHS. Now a substitution coming in for Prairie, number 34, Brock Folsom. I'm amazed the number of freshmen I'm seeing playing in varsity ball these days, Travis.
Yeah.
Folsom is one of them. Free throw in the air and no good for Gary Weiss. And the rebound by Prairie du Chien. Quick in transition. Folsom down to the baseline. Back to Sutter to the inside. Turnaround on the way and good off the glass. For Steve Duha, that's old school right there. 23-19.
That's a tough turnaround over 6'8" Garrison Weiss.
A lot of arch on it.
Yeah.
And it banked in. Dosh, near side, throws it behind Jaden Shep. He gets it. There's another quick foul called on Prairie du Chien. So that'll be the ninth on Prairie du Chien. Foul on center. That's his second. Into the game for Prairie, number 30, Brock Radloff. And Jaden Shep goes to the free throw line. He was a freshman that played a lot last year. This one is good. That makes it 24-19. Jaden, a sophomore. Seen a lot of players now break that 1,000, now even get to the 2,000 mark now.
Yeah, it's much easier to do, obviously, now with more games.
Sure.
For each team, you know, it wasn't that long ago that 20 games was the max. Now it's 24. Longer games as well, of course, now with the halves that we play compared to the old quarter system. So a lot more opportunities to rack up points. And 1,000 points is a huge yes. accomplishment.
It is.
I don't know if I got to 100 in my playing career, but it's certainly easier to do than it used to be.
Free throw missed by Shep, and the Blackhawks take it in, and they'll drive it down to the baseline. Now back up three on the way, and that is good for Remsendorf. Brady with his third triple, and it's a two-point game.
That's been the most successful offense for Prairie du Chien. Break the press, get Richland Center in a scramble situation, and then hit a three over the top.
Four of them so far in that sense, and they got six total. Here's a jumper for Liam Fingerson. Now he goes closer and lays it in. Good. That'll make it 26-22. The offenses, there's a pass to the far side, tipped out of bounds by the Hornets. Both offenses kind of stagnant for a while. It's amazing how the points come in bunches too, don't they?
Yeah, the hectic kind of chaotic pace that we have at times, sometimes that, you know, leads to some turnovers and bad shots, but sometimes it leads to some openings as well.
Quick inbound, here's Lindsay. Oh, blocked by Bosworth. Nice play, West. Steam rolls it up to Garrison Weiss. He'll lay it up. No good. Rebound by Prairie du Chien. Lenzendorf taking it the other way. 2:35 remaining here in the first half. 26-22 Hornets. Prairie firing it low to Lamp. He is cut off. Throws it back to the high post. Straka penetrates. Now fires it out for a three try on the way. Banks off for Duha. And the rebound pulled down by Wes Bosworth. Outlet pass. Fingerson one on two. And he is fouled on the play.
Good outlet pass by Wes Bosworth. You don't see kids throwing that outlet pass up the court as much as you used to, but he got that thing, chinned it, and really pushed to the head to Fingerson.
He really zinged it. So the foul is number two on Steve Duha, and going to the line is going to be Liam Fingerson. 2 of 2 for the line, 6 points tonight, and this one is no good.
I'm not going to say that you jinxed that, but...
Yeah, you sometimes feel like you do.
Law of averages, at some point they're going to miss one.
Right, exactly. Well, we're going to see him take a second throw now. Hornets by four. This one in the air, and good. Make it by five. It's 27-22. Ball to the backcourt. Prairie hammers it up now to Radloff. Into the front court. Slows it up. Throws now to Lenzendorf. He'll drive lane and up, and good for Brady. That'll make it 27-24. Baseball pass to Fingerson. He'll drive. There's a little looper in the lane. Up and good for Liam Fingerson. 29-24, Richland Center by five. Prairie into the front court. A minute 52 remaining. Ball to the right side. And here's the long three for Lenzendorf. Short. Rebound by Garrison Weiss.
It's been a nice run for Fingerson here, Liam, the last couple minutes. This is the kind of basketball that I think the Hornets would like to see out of him, certainly more consistently. You know, if he can play like this, that's a really tough for opponents.
Garrison Weiss gets the shot up, no good. Put back up, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Brock Radloff. Radloff brings it across the timeline. Straka throws it. Weiss steals it again. One-hand swing out to the midcourt line. Loose on the floor, picked up by Dosh. Hammers it to the corner. Three for Shep. No good. Rebound fought for. Wes Bosworth with the ball. Bosworth fires it back to Dosh. Brady drives lane, lays it up softly. No good. Tip up good by Bosworth. 31-24. Here comes the band. About a minute remaining here in the first half. Up ahead it goes to DeHart. Throws it left side. Shot blocked by Fingerson out of bounds. Boy, Liam really kicking into his skills right now.
And again, that's what he's capable of. And that can be the frustrating part sometimes with players, is you see flashes and you see the things that they can do, and then there's games where they're kind of just not there. They disappear or struggle, and you wonder why. Again,
This is what they're looking for, though. Quick inbound three by Straka is good. It is 31-27. 4-point edge for the Hornets, 35 seconds remaining. Pass to Fingerson on the right wing. Down to Weiss. Gary back to Liam. Thought about a three. Shep, far side. Dosh will take it. Three on the way, no good. 26 seconds remaining. And Prairie can get a little bit closer now. We got a shootout going on a Friday night.
I don't know if that's the shot Coach Poles wanted with 25 seconds left on the clock in the first half. Could get that three-pointer anytime against the zone. Now you give Prairie to Sheen a chance to get momentum on the last possession potentially of the half.
Foul was called on Wes Bosworth, his first. Hey, that's only the Hornets' fifth foul, so they've done well in that department. Prairie will put it in play with 8.5 seconds remaining in the first half. Looking, and here comes the bounce feed inbounds. Folsom with the basketball, gives it back to Straka, throws it across the court, and it's out of bounds, and the Hornets will have it.
Yeah, about that momentum going into halftime. Throwing it away with 2.5 seconds left is not the way they wanted to finish.
Wes Bosworth wanted to get it in before everybody was set. The officials make him bring it back, and he'll try it again. 2.4 seconds. Hornets with a chance. This is plenty of time to get a good look.
A couple dribbles and a shot if you need it.
You bet. So Bosworth, the inbounder, looking and lobs it into Dosh. He'll catch. He'll shoot a long three. And it's good! All right. Brady Dosh with an NBA three at the end of the half. 34-27. There's your momentum, Travis.
Yeah, a big change in momentum. Brady Sheen had the ball. Chance to, you know, cut into that lead and then throw it away and then give up a three. So things can change quickly.
Our special guest in the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, you guessed it, Travis Wilson. We got to go a long way to find him. That's coming up next here. 34-27 at the break. Hornets by 7 over Prairie on WRCO Radio.